This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the U.S., market players took heart in a survey of people who do the ordering at factories. The report from Markit, spelled M-A-R-K-I-T, showed the biggest jump in manufacturing in 4 years. This is among the reasons cited for the Dow Jones Industrial Average rising 92 points yesterday, 0.6%. Yet so many other economic indicators have been so weak. Housing starts, some other readings on regional manufacturing. The winter weather has been getting much of the blame, but could this weather be masking deeper challenges for the economy? Kate Davidson reports.
Mike Trebbing is pretty firmly in the blame the snow camp, at least in Pennsylvania.
So I had a tree on the top of my house, and I was personally out of electricity for 4 days.
So Trebbing, who's an analyst with the Philadelphia Fed, wasn't surprised area manufacturing contracted in February for the first time in 9 months.
Power outages and employees not being able to get into work, some spot shortages of energy products.
Across the country, there's a polar vortex or two, people shop less, buy fewer cars. But economist Peter Morici says there may be more to it.
It's not cold weather. It's the fact that it's colder than normal, and it's the margin that matters. And we haven't had enough of a margin to cause the kind of slowdowns that we're seeing. That's why I'm starting to get concerned that this is more than the chill.
That the economy is fundamentally slowing. We'll know if the numbers don't bounce back in the thaw. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.